Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 33. Lamentations 3, 22 to 33. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust, there may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion, so great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. My theme for reflection is hope in the silence of God. Hope in the silence of God. Lamentations 3:22-33 invites us into a tension between hope and despair. A space where suffering and faith exist side by side. Like Job, the voices in Lamentations arise from a community grappling with trauma. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its people are left questioning the presence and justice of God. Yet in this poetic expression of collective grief, a brief but powerful note of hope emerges. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. But is this hope strong enough to withstand the silence of God in the face of suffering? The speaker shifts between despair and a plea for divine intervention, wrestling with the apparent contradiction of a God who both wounds and heals. The passage suggests that God's discipline, however painful, is not without compassion or purpose. But this idea is not simply a call to passive endurance. Rather, it echoes the ancient tradition of holding God accountable to God's own character. As theologian Karl Barth once wrote, God is faithful to himself and therefore to us. The poet invokes God's faithfulness not to offer easy answers, but to remind God of the promises of mercy and justice. My dear friends, in a contemporary world much like the devastated city of Jerusalem, we encounter seasons of loss, illness, tragedy, or perhaps the silence of God when we most need an answer. We too ask, why is this happening? We want to believe in God's compassion and steadfast love, yet the weight of suffering often feels overwhelming. As we reflect on this passage, we are challenged to dwell in that uncomfortable space between despair and hope. The poet, much like us, stands on the edge of lament, holding on to faith while deeply immersed in pain. This reflection on God's discipline and silence invites us to consider a broader question. How do we maintain faith when God's silence feels louder than his love? How do we trust in his steadfastness when suffering is prolonged? In Lamentations, the poet acknowledges God's sovereignty and faithfulness but leaves us in the tension of unanswered prayers. It is a reminder that while God's mercies are new every morning, sometimes we walk through long nights before we see the dawn. In a culture that values quick solutions and personal control, Lamentations teaches us to embrace the mystery of God's ways. It challenges us to trust in God's enduring love, even when his response seems delayed or hidden. God's discipline, like that of a loving parent, is meant to refine us, though the process may be painful. In the midst of our suffering, we are invited to continue placing our trust in him, knowing that the silence will eventually give way to healing. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you respond when you feel God is silent during your suffering? Do you still trust in his steadfast love? Number two, in what ways has God's discipline shaped your character and deepened your faith, even when the journey was painful? Gracious and loving God, we come before you acknowledging both the pain of suffering and the hope found in your steadfast love. When we encounter silence in the midst of our trials, remind us of your faithfulness. Help us to trust in your discipline, knowing that you wound only to heal, and that even in the darkest moments, your mercies are never exhausted. Shape us into the people you have called us to be, and lead us from lament into the joy of your promise. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.